Tell us what happened to you, Jenny. What was going on?
I came down here because I heard there were arrests being made of the people who were demonstrating. And when I tried to stop an arrest because I felt it was not appropriate, I was arrested as well. I mean, I was warned, but I persisted in trying to protect somebody, and so I was arrested.
How did you try and stop this arrest happening?
I was just holding on to him, and he was shaking. I was hugging him, but they pulled me off and they arrested me, and they let me go 5 minutes later.
And what did they say to you when they arrested you?
They said sorry. they simply said they're arresting me, and in the fracas, I didn't hear exactly why, I'm afraid.
And what reason did they give for de-arresting you?
They didn't give a reason for that either, I'm afraid. In these situations, it's quite hard to keep track of what's going on. There's so many people around and so much pushing. I'm afraid I didn't hear why they arrested me or why they let me go.
How roughly manhandled were you, Jenny, by the police?
Well, actually, there was one officer, a Sergeant Harris, who held my wrist, and I did explain that one of them was broken, and he finally held me by the elbow, which I was very grateful for.
So you were held by the wrist by a police officer?
Yes.
And how did you feel at being held by the wrist?
Firmly. Well, in fact, in spite of having a life of protest, being a protester, it's the first time I've ever been arrested.
Well, there's a first for you.
But I was let go 5 minutes later.
And they gave no reason as to why they were de-arresting you after not having given a reason for why they were arresting you. What does that say about police
reason,
tactics?
But I'm afraid I didn't hear it. It was quite a confused situation.
Are you surprised by the numbers of police down there?
Yeah, there's quite a lot still. There must be 3 or so. Excuse me one second. The officer is going to... Well, he arrested me.
OK, we'll do it live.
I was arrested for obstructing the police because I was hanging on to somebody to arrest.
And why were you then de-arrested?
Oh, I see. I was de-arrested because... I guess I wasn't considered a threat anymore.
Well, I didn't consider that as likely. I just thought it was a bit like that. I'm still considering how I'm going to proceed with this. It might go to court, yeah.
The police officer tells me he's not considering about how to handle this, and he might still go to court. I might go to court.
Right, so they might still proceed with charges?
Yes.
How do you feel?
Well, honestly, I felt that the action was a little bit heavy-handed here. I think that although the protesters being adamant about not wanting to go, I think it is always a close call on whether you're actually going to be, you know, over firm with protesters. I think in this instance, I wish it could have been avoided. There's an awful lot of here, and there weren't very many protesters.
You're going to fight the charges if they do come about?
Yes, I don't know what the charges might be. Hold on one second. What might the charges be against me?
Probably obstruction.
Obstruction of the police.
Right. And you will fight this all the way, if necessary. You will go to court.
Oh, yes. What we see again and again is when police make arrests of this kind, in fact, they very often drop the charges. I was de-arrested 5 minutes later.
And what do you think this as a member of the House of Lords? How would you think the House of Lords will see this? Will you be supported?
I don't know. That's the least of my worries. My main worry is the people who've been arrested, because I think it's very traumatic being arrested. Even for people who protest quite a lot, it's very traumatic. And those are the people I'm worried about at the moment.
You're not going to be taken down to a police station then now?
Apparently not.
Right. So you're free...
They do know where to find me.
Will you be staying around the protest, or will you now leave, given what's happened?
Well, the people who've been on the protest are actually now discussing what to do next. They're standing near a statue of Churchill, discussing forward, and so I'm going to join them and see if I can be any help.